Gotzian J., St. Helena, California, February 18, 1908. Mrs. Gotzian, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, San Diego, California. Dear Sister, I was very pleased to receive your letter this morning. For 2 months we have had gentle rains, also much cool weather, but no violent cold. During the past 2 weeks, we have had a pleasant change to warm, sunshiny days. I have been able to ride out 3 or 4 times. While the rainy weather continued, I could not go out, but I am taking advantage of these beautiful days. I am writing continually. Very clear light was given me regarding the transfer of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I was instructed that it would be doing injustice to those who united to hold this property if it should be passed over to the conference under the terms stated. I was shown that it was to be the property of those who had invested their means in it, that the work of the institution was to be carried in harmony with the instruction we have received for the management of our health institutions, and that all should be in earnest in supporting it. When this institution is freed from embarrassment, we who have our means invested in it will have a day of rejoicing. I am very thankful for the instruction that has come to me regarding the relation we sustain to God as His servants. We are to be under the rule of Christ, to work out the mind and will of God. We are to be kind and courteous to our fellow workers because they also are the property of Christ, bought with a price. The price which Christ paid to purchase our redemption we cannot estimate. He, the only begotten Son of God, gave His precious life that those who would believe in Him might not perish but have everlasting life. When we comprehend more fully than we do this amazing sacrifice in our behalf, we will not be indifferent or ungrateful, but we will partake with Him of His self-denial and self-sacrifice. The Lord is to be our praise in this life and in the future eternal life. Let us strive for the crown of life that is to be given to every faithful soul. I love Jesus. I see in Him matchless charms. I will glorify His holy name. I have carried heavy burdens ever since Los Angeles. The Lord has given me a plain testimony to bear to those who have felt that it was their office to dictate to and control God's heritage. The Lord will not always suffer His name to be reproached. The Lord invites His people. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1, verse 5. We should be glad and rejoice and take courage because of this precious promise.